cause sin to come upon the whole human race, my righteousness gonna cause, man, the free gift of righteousness to come to the whole human race. And just like that one man, sin separated you, man, from your Father in heaven, man, and by my righteousness and my death and my burial and my resurrection, man, gonna reconcile you back to your Father in heaven. So that all your sins can be washed as white as snow. For what purpose, Arthur? So that we can come back past the courts of praise, past the gates of thanksgiving, past the courts of praise, past the religious services that we have in the church, and past all of that, man, all the way back into the very presence of your Father in heaven, back to the Garden of Eden. Before Adam and Eve ate off the tree of the garden of the knowledge of good and evil, and start your life from there and chart your course towards your destination. What's your destination? Boy, you just like your Father in heaven. You created in his image and his likeness. You blessed in every area. I'm not just talking about, man, listen, your first blessing coming knowing, man, what you really are and all your spiritual blessings. And when you get that, man, all the physical blessings that you need, you think God don't want to bless you with all the things that you're trying to go after? You think God don't want you to have money? It's just, man, been presented to us perhaps in the wrong way, that the people go after the treasures of God, man, instead of the God of the treasure. You get the God of the treasure, baby, you get all of this. Listen, that's a message for you today. I hear you, Holy Spirit. If you go after, man, you know, the blesser instead of the blessings, then all the blessings will just come automatically. He said it this way: if you seek first the kingdom of God, was there, get in on what God is doing for your life and his righteousness, his way of putting you back in right standing with him, like I was sharing with you right for us. If you get into that, man, then all the things that you have need of will be added unto you. And you'll know that. So you won't take no thought for what you're going to eat, what you're going to live, how you're going to make it and everything else. Your God know that your Father know that you have need of that. Just like we supplying for our children, man, you think he won't? I guarantee you he will. So boy, that devil, man, he that's why I started out saying, man, what Adam and Eve set up in the garden was the religion. They covered themselves with the fig leaves. That's their attempts to get back into God. That's a good thing. There's all the thing that we've been doing and doing all that, those ain't no bad thing. They ain't evil, but it's just like, but it comes from the world that's created from Adam and Eve eating out the tree of the, watch this, the knowledge of good and evil. Listen, man, listen, I told you the devil's most successful tactic against mankind, especially man, I don't like this word too much, Christians, you know, or Christ-like. Yeah, it's good. It ain't no bad word. It's just, man, it don't do it justice. It don't do what really going on. Justice, more than a Christian, man. You're son of the Most High God. You're a daughter of the Most High God. We children of the Most High God. Christian is like being servants in the house. Who have more honor in the house, the servant or the son? The maid or the daughter? The butler or the son? Who has the most honor in the house? Who has the most authority in the house? The servant is a good thing. The Bible says the servant in Solomon's temple, man, was living like the Queen of Sheba, man, would. The servant's in his temple. So it ain't no bad thing to be a servant in the temple of God, but what is a greater thing? He said this, Paul said this here, after what Jesus Christ had done for us, see, before that, man, that's where we were. We were operating in our religious rituals and garments and everything else and our ceremonies and sacrifices and all that in the old covenant and all that they had to do, man. That was our attempts, man, you know, through what God has said, man, to stay in right standing with him. But in this new covenant, he changed that, man. He come fulfilled all that. He come did all of that. He said, I didn't come to do away with that. I came and fulfilled that. What you mean? So that I don't have to do it? No, I came, listen again, I came and fulfilled all of that. That's what Jesus said. I came and did all that required for you to do. I came and did all that. I came and did all that. Just like Adam messed up everything, I told you I come to bless up everything. Everything that God would require you to do to get to heaven, man, and to appease him, he know that you can't do it in yourself because you already did in trespass and sin. So he sent me to do it for you. That's what it meant when you say God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son. That's what it meant when he say, man, he died up on the cross for my sins, man. You know what, man? He paid the penalty. He took it all. The exchange took place. He took our place, and then he gave us his place. And like I said, and then charted us back on the course toward the destination for our life so that we can come back, pass the gates of thanksgiving, pass the course of praise, pass the church service. That's all our religious rituals and ceremonies and all that. Come pass all of that, all the way, man, to the throne of his grace and find mercy and grace to help us in every time and need in our lives. What that is, Arthur, man, come past the religion into a relationship. Come past man speaking to him from afar and not having a personal relationship with him and not being able to commune and talk with him into, man, a personal relationship, man, with the creator of the universe. This most high God that we're talking about, who is ultimately, man, his most intimate relationship with you that he wants more than anything else, your Father in heaven, so that you can come boldly. What you mean boldly? Without any sense of guilt and condemnation. That's what those scriptures mean when they say, man, we washed in the blood of the Lamb. For what purpose? So that you can come boldly to the throne of God's grace. And man, that's just the cleansing part. That's just the redemptive message. But what would give you the desire, and what would give mankind a desire to do that? That boy, when you find out, man, that's what this radio ministry that God put on this radio, put me on this radio to come share with you. When you find out not only that part of it, because you know about that I've been telling you about his death and his burial and resurrection. You know, you might not understand it all, but you know you heard about that. But that's his redemptive work. But that's a means to an end too. That's a purpose for him doing all of that. Well, he did all of that, man, for this reason. Not for you to go to heaven. Not for you to make it to heaven. He did all of that, man, so that, man, you... Oh, Lord, help us, Father. He did all of that so that you could have restored back to you everything that you lost in Adam. See, not only did that rebellion that Adam did separate him from God and cause spiritual death, but it separated him, man, from all that plan and that purpose that God has for his life. What God planned and what God's purpose was for his life, it separated him from death. See, all thing we know about man is, man, our sin and everything else, man. And let me tell you something, when you try to stop sinning, you can't. You don't care the best you can do, man. You know, even if you stop doing it out in the open, man, if it's in your mind, your thought, and your heart, it's still sin. That's iniquity. So it ain't about that. What will cause us to be able to do that, man, is when you realize, man, when you have that sin consciousness that mankind has, be washed, man, with a righteous consciousness. When you know, man, that redemptive work that cleanses us from all unrighteousness. For what purpose, man? Not just for you to go to heaven, but again, so that we can have restored back to us everything that we lost in being separated from God. We were not only separated from God because of what Adam and Eve did, but we lost some things too. You lost some things that you don't know about. And the majority of the church don't even know about. You know, you don't know, man, what you lost. What a lost author. Listen to the word again. And God said, this in Genesis chapter 1, let's make mankind in our image and in our likeness. And watch this. And let them, who? Mankind, have dominion. What's dominion? That means, man, to dominate, to manage, to control, to influence, to rule over. The fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, everything that creepeth upon the earth, over all the earth. When he was naming those things, all the things that come from the earth, that he made from the earth in his creation, he said, let mankind have, let me make it plain and simple when he said, you know, let them have dominion over fish. He said, let them have authority and power and rulership and kingship over everything that falls upon the earth. Over everything, the heavens is my territory, the earth is going to be their territory. And this is my plan and my purpose for their life, said the Lord. And this is what my plan and purpose for their life. I'm going to say it again. And this is my plan and purpose for their life, said the Lord, that it might be in their lives here on earth just as it is in heaven. The heaven belong to me, the earth gonna be their territory. The heaven is my domain, my kingdom, the earth gonna be their kingdom. And they're gonna be in their lives here on earth, just like it is, man, in my life here in heaven. You pray that in your prayer all the time, man. Really ain't understand what you were saying. What? Our Father which art in heaven. Our Father, not our God, our Father. That's a closer relationship. But you art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. That's the first request. Not Lord help me with this, and Lord give me a job, and Lord bless this, and Lord heal this, and Lord do this, and all that. Those are good things, but you're out of order. The priority is Father, what? Let your kingdom come. What's his kingdom? What you doing? What's your way? Everybody got a way. We all got a way. You know, our church got a way. Even the different denomination, everything else, everybody got a way. But Lord, what's your way? I hear what brother so-and-so saying. I hear what the Muslim saying. I hear what the Christian saying. I hear what the brother so-and-so saying. What man can say. But Lord, what you saying? What did you say? That's what I want to know, Lord. What you say? Not what everybody else doing. What you doing? Not what the churches are doing, Lord. Not what they doing. What you doing? Yes, man. Lord, let thy kingdom come. And Lord, what your will is for my life? I got a will and I got a desire for my life. I want to be prosperous. I want to be blessed. I want to have things. I want to live right, man. And things that I do, man, sometimes, man, to get there ain't always, might not be favorable in your sight. But, man, you know, because that's what I want. That's my will. But, man, what your will is? You know what his will is? He say, hey, man, my will is to prosper you, not to harm you. My will is for you to have. And this is not only that my will for you, that's in your inheritance. You have all of that. All of the kingdom of heaven, he said. That's your inheritance. Think God want us to be poor, broke, and hungry? No. He want us to have, man, the treasures of heaven, man. He just don't want the treasures of this earth to have us. I'm going to say that again. He don't want, man, you to, man, just go after the treasure of this earth. He want, man, the treasure of heaven. He wants you to have the treasure of heaven. The treasure of heaven consists of more than the things and the things upon this earth. If you're not careful, you go after that instead of the treasures of heaven. Well, all that's included in it, but the treasures of heaven are far greater. Listen, he want to bless you. He wants you to do all that and live all that, man, because that's what's been restored back to you. He said, let them have dominion over all the things that's upon this earth, over every circumstance, every situation, and every symptom in their life. Let them be the master. Let them rule. Instead of circumstances and situation and symptoms and people and places dictating to them, and the devil and his circumstance situation dictating to them, let them flip the script and start dictating to their circumstance and situation and center. Let them have dominion. I'm gonna put a crown on them. I'm gonna crown them, said the Lord. What you mean to bestow upon? When you crown somebody, I mean you bestow upon them. When they put that symbol up on a queen or a king, they bestowing upon them the honor of that. That's what God said, I'm going to crown them with glory and in honor. I'm crowning them with a crown. And then male body going to be men, they're going to be kings. If they're in female body, they're going to be queens. I'm talking about past what we know of earthly kings, and we really don't know the characteristics of that. But he used that for example to tell us what they do. They rule and reign over their territory, over their domain, over their kingdom. And what they say goes. Not what circumstance, situation, and symptoms in their kingdom say, but their word is the final thought. Not what the devil say, not what the circumstance. Let's give them dominion so that when a circumstance, situation, and symptom, man, that come and oppose their life, man, from anything short of what I desire for their life, then they speak to that circumstance, situation, and symptom. They speak to them mountains. They speak to it, why? Because they know that they have the final thought. They know that they are king. I give them dominion in the earth. And then he said this here, and let them be fruitful. That's why I say, you think God wants you to be poor, broken, hungry? Fruitful means to be productive, to be successful. Well, not in just material thing, because if you're careful, you'll be going after the material thing, you get successful in material, but man, an unsuccessful man, and man, what God is really talking about, man, and operating in your sovereignty and dominion, man, and power that you have on the earth. You're not careful, you go after the blessings instead of the blesser. You can have the blessings without the bless of man, and they still not have the character and nature of the glory of the blessings. The purpose for the blessings, man, is for this here that God manifests in your life. They say, listen, you say, remember the Lord that God, it is he who gives us power to get wealth so that we may establish his covenant in the earth. Not to say, hey, man, look at me, I got more than you, but just look at, to get that wealth and let people know that, hey, man, that's for you too. Why? Because the wealth that I got, man, come from, man, the wealth of the treasures of heaven. It was he who, my Father in heaven, that gave us the power to get wealth. It's not of my own. I didn't gain this of my own. You know, the wealth that I gained on my own, that's my own, but that's going to fade away with it. But this wealth that he gave me the power to get, man, it's forever. It's eternal. He said, let them be fruitful, be productive, live a prosperous life, live a great life, live a life that represent me, that display me, that show what I'm like, that show my character. Listen, God owns all the cattle on a thousand hills. All the gold and all the silver in the earth belong to him. And the Bible says you are heir of God and a joint heir with Christ Jesus. Yeah, that's your inheritance. It belongs to us, man. Why? Because that's what God said. Let them be fruitful and multiply. Not only be fruitful, when he say and multiply, what that mean, man? Dispensing, man. Help others to be fruitful. Let others know, man, that the same thing, man, all of the kingdom of heaven not only available for men, those of us who God is revealing it to us, but it give us a purpose of that, to go into this radio broadcast and let you know, boy, this is the invitation that God is saying to you today. Come, you who are blessed of your Father, and get your inheritance, the kingdom of heaven, that was prepared for you before the foundations of the world. That's my message to you from our Father in heaven. He didn't say, hey, listen, man, quit doing that and don't do this here no more and quit doing this here and then I'll do this. No, he said, come. Come what, man? Come unto me, said the Lord. All you with heavy laden and everything else, man, everything else. And just roll it all at the... And he didn't just say come. He said come and do what? And get your inheritance. It belonged to you. It's your inheritance. It was prepared for you before the foundation of the world. And everything that Adam did in the garden, man, that messed up everything else, man, can't stop, man, that from happening, from you from getting it. Even if you don't get it in this life, man, it's stored up for you in eternal life. That's why I said, man, you know, the devil, man, don't want you to. The greatest enemy, man, of what God is doing in your life, the kingdom of God, is religion. It's a good thing. But, baby, you be preoccupied with that and, man, and forfeit, man, the great thing. You'll be preoccupied with what you can do for him and how you got to live and how you got to act, and what, in other words, to get right with God. And that's why so many people don't come to him. Instead, they run from him like Adam and Eve did. Until, man, they found out, man, when they came back, man, when God came and found them in their trespasses and sin, just like he's looking for you today. And I don't care what situation he might find you in. He ain't asking you to fix yourself up. He come to clothe you in that robe of righteousness. He come looking for us, man, to clothe us. To put, just like he put that skin of that animal from the blood of it around Adam and Eve in the garden, and they covered up their sin so that he could continue to fellowship with them, even though he wouldn't in them no more, but he would... He could still be around him. But the same thing, boy, he come looking for you today, man, to cover you, man, in the robe of righteousness with the blood of his son, Jesus Christ. So that, boy, you can not only, man, come out of this world system that we've been born and trained and lived and conditioned to live and function in, over into the kingdom of his dear son. You can start your chart your course toward the true destination and purpose that he has for your life. I said all that to say this here. You know, sometimes we go into the world and try to get people, man, to come out of the world, man, without replacing it with something. You go tell, man, people that's out in the world and doing their things, especially if it's profiting them a little bit, that they need to quit doing this and quit doing that and everything else. Man, that's like going out and try to catch a fish, man, with a scale and knife. Ain't the way you fish. Ain't the way you catch fish. You got to replace that with something. that's far greater than even that which we're in, what they're doing. You have to give them, man, something, man, and replace it. You can't take something from somebody without replacing it, man, with something. And then that something that you're replacing it with got to be even greater than what you're taking from them. We try to replace them with, man, religion. Come to church. Quit doing this. Quit doing this. You need to go to church. Come out to church. No, they don't. No. You need to let them know, man, what they have and what's been restored to them. That's what preaching and teaching really supposed to be about. This is how Jesus did it, man. He told a man that all of the kingdom of heaven, man, is available to them. And after he told him that, man, then he went to advertise. What he went to advertise, man? He started, man, showing them all the things that's in the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven that's available to them, the things that God has in store for us, man, in heaven, that ain't in the sweet by and by, but it's in the right here and now. Man, he started telling them, man, what was all in the kingdom. Hey, man, he started healing the sick. He started casting out devils. He started supplying everybody's need. He started loving people, man. And all those things he said, man, he said, this is how it is in the kingdom of heaven. And that's available to you. That's what his message was. His message wasn't quit doing this and quit doing that, man. He was preaching to them, man, what, man, was available to them. He was preaching to them, man, something, man, that made them want to give up, man, what they was doing, man, to accept, man, what he was offering them. Nobody was offering them, man, everlasting life. Nobody was offering them peace that passes all understanding. Nobody was offering them, man, all of the kingdom of heaven. All of the kingdom of heaven, all his attributes, all his, everything that it consists of, man, everything, man. And this was what really attracted him. And he said, it ain't in the sweet by and by. You remember I told you, man, after he put the devil on his feet, he come back and begin to preach and say, for that time, begin to preach and say, repent. For the kingdom of heaven, man, is at your hand. That means it's within your reach. It's among you now. And when I finish the work that God sent me to do, hey, and clean you up and die on the cross, first I'm going to teach all about it and all the laws that govern it and everything else. And I'm going to preach it, man, to you because I ain't going to preach the good news about me. He ain't preach the good news about Calvary and all that. He didn't start telling them people that they were getting ready to die, man. What he was preaching, man, was all about, man, the kingdom of heaven and all those things that, man, that we lost in Adam, man, and what was available to us, man. And he started doing all those things, man. When he ran across sick people, man, he healed them, man. Well, he said, because there ain't no sickness in heaven. When he ran across people, man, the people had died, the children had died, he raised them from the grave. Why? Ain't no death in heaven, man. When he ran across people who had needs, man, he supplied their needs. When he ran across people, man, who were taken in faults and sins and everything else, one woman was taking adultery, man. He, man, boy, by the time he got through with her and loving her, he said, Lord, where are your accusers at? They want to stone her and everything else. He said, when he finished loving her and then loving all those ones who wanted to stone her too, they dropped their stone too. Where are your accusers? No, man, Lord. Hey, amen. Then she followed Jesus from then on, man. He replaced that lifestyle with a whole different lifestyle. And he come preaching the good news about, man, us and what's available to us. He wasn't preaching the good news about him and how he died up on the cross and everything else. That's a means to an end. The reason why them people followed him, man, because they saw the great miracles and the great works and everything else. And then after they saw that, this is what he told them, man. This is the good news. This is the gospel that he preached. Hey, that's available to you. The works that I do, you can do also. As I am, so are you. As the Father sent me, so send I you. I come to reveal to you who you really are, what you really have, what you really can do. As I am, so are you, said the Lord. He come preaching the good news about us, man. And, man, them people, man, saw that. And then he's not only enticing words and demonstration. I mean, in man's wisdom, like what we do, we just preach. But he was demonstrating what he preached. So they brought the sick to him, he healed them. They brought the blind to him, he opened their blind eyes. He brought the lame to him, he caused them to walk. He brought those who were dead and trespassing and sin on their way to heaven. They started following him, man. He replaced that with something, man. What he was preaching, man, he wasn't preaching the redemptive message. Like what we preach, or like most ministers preach, he was preaching, man, the restoration message. The redemptive message was just the means to the end. The redemptive message was a good thing, how we saved from our sin and how he died on the cross for us. That's a good thing, but that ain't it. That was the purpose for that, so that we could be being restored back to our original way of living, man, the way God intended for us to live. And that ain't in the sweet by and by. That's in the right here and now. The good thing is, man, what people are trying to do to get to heaven. The great thing is, man, when God sent Jesus Christ to this earth, he come to bring heaven back to you. That's a result of the prayer that you've been praying all your life and all these years. Thy kingdom come. Let thy kingdom come and let thy will be done. Well, the good news is the kingdom then came. Hallelujah. 2,000 years ago, when Jesus Christ came to this earth, man, that's when he came with a government on his shoulder, a ruling authority, and restored, man, God's original plan and purpose, man, on the earth. The Apostle John said this to you who know the world, not the first John. He didn't say that which was in the beginning. He said that which was from the beginning. That's which I have seen and have handled and touched, and the word of life. That's what we declare unto you. That boy God, all them prophetic prophecies that God had prophesied, even back in the old covenant, that a Messiah is coming and that he was going to re-establish the kingdom of David, and he was going to sit up on the throne of David, and of his kingdom there shall be no end, and he was going to overthrow all this world system and take back the authority and everything else. He said, hey man, that which you have been prophesying and looking for and talking about in the old covenant, man, is here. Is restored. He come bring that back. If you knew the thing that God had in store for you and all that God has for you, man, you'd be running after God. You wouldn't run from him. Hey, listen, he's not a religious God. He a father God. And that's the kind of relationship he want to have with all mankind. That's father. Father means source and sustainer. Not only are you his baby, but boy, he want to take care of his baby. He want to raise his baby up from a little bitty baby that don't know how to walk, don't know how to talk, and just spoon feed you, man, the milk of the word of God, and that you can grow up in there, man, and realize and come to the knowledge of who you really are and what God really has for your life. And boy, and in doing that, man, you know what? Hey, we'll walk out of darkness. What's darkness? That's all the problems and sins and shortcomings that we have in our lives. We'll be walking out of that way of living over into a brand new way of living that'll lead to eternal life, man, with Almighty God. Otherwise, that other life is designed to lead you into eternal life with the devil. Here's the invitation, God say. I said before you this day, blessings and curses. I said before you, life and death. All of the kingdom of heaven is available to you. Come, you who are blessed of your Father, and get your inheritance. It belongs to you. How you get it, Arthur? Let me say this here. God told me this 40 years ago. I was a drug dealer. He told me this. He said, hey, listen. Hey, sinner. I was sinning. He said, you're on your way to hell. He said, I didn't prepare that for you. He said, but the devil trying, no, he said, the devil trying to take you to hell with him. God spoke this to my heart. And I prayed a simple prayer. It touched my heart. Because I was. And listen, I wasn't thinking about God. I had my mind on my money on my mind, doing my thing. Thought I was. But boy, it brought me to a place, man, where I did, well, I didn't know then, but what the word say, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord, it didn't say might be, could be, shall be, maybe. It say shall be saved. I made a simple prayer. I say, Lord, save me. If you real, Lord, save me. Because I don't want to go to a devil's hell. Amen. And from that day, hey, listen, miraculous. I just prayed a simple prayer. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord, not could be, may be, should be, shall be saved. You think if you ask God to let you into his kingdom and show you his kingdom and invite you in and save you, you think he'll say no? I promise you, you won't. I'm not going to lead you into a prayer. Whenever you come to it, you just ask him yourself to save you because you don't want to go to a devil's hell and see what'll happen from there. Listen, I love you. My time way past spent. God bless you. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur Levine. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these broadcasts has been a tremendous blessing to your life. We pray and speak the blessing of God upon your life. And if we can be of further service to you, please feel free to contact us at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry. Our phone number is 713-870-3776.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.